local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy Wednesday to you. It is Pensacola right now. And if you would like to weigh in, you can give us a call, text or call 850-437-1620. Lots of things going on in the news here. Let's get started with some of the top stories. Sure enough, as late yesterday, we were told the House Oversight Committee was going to be releasing information about the Bidens and their financial situation, and they have done so. With that, they have, according to the House Oversight Committee, run by Republicans, the Bidens received millions of dollars from foreign nationals. They allege that the Biden family has been given millions of dollars in payments from overseas entities, and this is based on new bank records. Kentucky Representative James Comer claims the Bidens were given around $1 million from Romania, coinciding with Joe Biden's effort to fight corruption. So then they go on and they said that the Biden family didn't just obtain millions of dollars from foreign nationals. They tried to conceal the origins of the funds. And so we'll have to see what comes up from this, whether it's a, whether there will be any kind of, further investigation from the Department of Justice or anything like that pertaining to this revelation from the House Oversight Committee. So continuing on here and some of the other top stories, George Santos, we mentioned yesterday, it was breaking news that he was being indicted on charges. We didn't have the charges were sealed yesterday. He appeared in court today. He went ahead and pled not guilty. But and they have unsealed the 13 count indictment, which included things like fraud and lying to Congress and many, like I said, 13 other ones. So he's got a he. And if you're not familiar with George Santos, he is the Republican congressman who just won his election for the first time in November. And it came out almost immediately that he's just a serial liar. He lied about his experience in college. He's lied about it, his past experience. He's just had on and on to the point where even Republicans are distancing themselves from him and have even confronted him, telling him, you know, he should step down. So now this ethics committee is this is a federal prosecutor, the New York's Eastern District. So there's 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements to the House of Representatives. So, oh boy. So he did plead not guilty. He's out on bond on a $500,000 bond. So the update was there. Debt ceiling debate continues on. Now, President Biden is considering a debt ceiling escape clause. In other words, he's trying to find out a way to fix the debt ceiling problem by going around Congress. Yeah, just doing it on his own. Because I guess, once again, the meetings with House Speaker McCarthy kind of stalled again. Now he's starting to leak out there that he may just figure out ways to deal with the debt ceiling without Congress. Okay, I don't know exactly what's going to go down with that. I mean, if that could have happened, I'm sure other presidents would have done it in the past, but oh well. Consumer price index is finally starting to ease just a little bit. It has fallen below 5% for the first time in quite some time. So it fell to 4.9%. So it's not a huge decline, but it's the first time we've gone below 5% since June of 2021. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
Traffic update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We do have slow moving traffic on Pine Forest. This is just south of the interstate. So at Interstate Circle in Pine Forest, we are seeing slowdowns in both directions due to an accident. It looks like it's improving, but definitely expect some slow traffic. Other than that, we're just seeing typical afternoon traffic. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And this report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So, Elon Musk has invited former CNN anchor Don Lemon to host a show on Twitter. So, of course, the big stories yesterday was that Tucker Carlson has announced that he's going to start a show on Twitter. Don Lemon, who was let off, let go the same day that Tucker Carlson was let go. Well, now Elon Musk inviting him to do a show over on Twitter as well. Then one of the other stories here, the Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, says the border will be closed after Title 42 ends tomorrow. He didn't elaborate on what that means. A surge of migrants are expected to enter the U.S. starting on Friday, but he says the border will be closed. Now, at the same time, in full like understanding, Biden, as well as Kamala Harris, have stated they've stated in the past that the border's closed. They've stated that in the past. But we know, looking at what's going on with the border, it is not so closed. So, yes, we do see that as well. Then, remember we mentioned yesterday, Dianne Feinstein, she's been out for almost 3 months. And she was returning back to the Senate. She did return to the Senate, and she was in a wheelchair today. So still no word on what her like health condition was or anything like that. So those are some of the updates right there. Then let's see here. I did see Russia-Ukraine update. Apparently, Russia's infantry brigade has left the Bakhmut outskirts area, according to Kyiv, at least. So we know that they left Bakhmut, like the downtown area. They were steadily getting pushed out of that area, and now they are apparently leaving the outskirts as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I got a text here pertaining to the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling should not be used to try to erase any progress the winner of an election has made since he was elected. They want to run the country even when they lost. But that's the same thing. I mean, remember the longest government shutdown we've ever had in history was when Trump was president and Democrats tried to basically would not work with the president, tried to, quote, run the country even though they lost. So this is... it's just same old, same old. Doesn't matter who the minority party is. They're always going to try to keep gaining control despite whoever won. So, I mean, the longest government shutdown we had in history is because the party that lost would not work with the party that won. So, I mean, it's always this way. Probably always will be this way. It's not a big surprise. It's just, I think the big surprise is that President Biden is unwilling to come up with significant cuts in order to make sure that we don't have to raise the debt ceiling again down the road. That's the part that's surprising to me. But I guess that's not accurate. Let me clarify. President Biden is also willing to make cuts. Okay, he is. But this is where we've always had a problem in Congress for, I'd say, the last 20 or 30 years. Both parties, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, they both really want to spend. Neither of those parties are fiscally conservative parties. They're not really interested in building a budget surplus. They're not interested in a balanced budget. They both want to spend like money's going out of style. Like there's no problem with it. The difference is what the Democrat Party wants to spend the money on versus what the Republican Party wants to spend it on. So when the Republican Party's coming up and going, we need to make cuts, the Republican Party's coming up with these ideas of cuts, and Biden's going, that's a non-starter. And then, so then Biden says, instead, let's look at these areas to make cuts. And then the Republicans go, that's a non-starter. That's where the problem really is when it comes down to it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Top trending news. Do, do, do. Control right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next hour, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to go see Showtime. Showtime is presented by Pensacola Children's Chorus, and it's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre, ranging from classical to contemporary, pop to musical theater, and much more. It's coming up May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. And like I said, we got a pair of tickets for you coming up. Actually, I got a couple pairs of tickets. We'll give away a pair of tickets later this hour, and then we'll give away a pair of tickets next hour as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, President Biden says it will take time to mitigate the surge of migrants into the U.S. when Title 42 expires, telling reporters it'll take time to put some of his policies in place. He said his administration is trying to make legal immigration more streamlined and trying to deter illegal border crossings as the pandemic-era immigration rule ends. Congressman George Santos refusing to step down following his indictment on federal charges. He was taken into custody today on 13 charges, including wire fraud and money laundering. He was released on bond after pleading not guilty. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is the only leader of Congress who won't take the threat of default off the table. That's what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor today following yesterday's meeting with President Biden and congressional leaders. And Wendy's is testing out a new AI chatbot that can take drive-through orders. The fast food chain partnered with Google to create Wendy's Fresh AI, which can take verbal orders from customers. The company says the technology won't replace existing workers. Bobby?
Yes, it will.
that's what I thought. Of course it will.
You just explained how it's going to take over workers, and they're like, it's not going to replace workers. What are you going to have the workers do? Just watch the AI and
monitor
make sure
the AI.
Doing a good
yeah.
job. Well, they're there to make sure the AI. No, come on. It may not replace workers' jobs right now, but it will. And you know, it's one of those things where I guess maybe they'll like, well, it's not going to replace it. We're not going to fire anybody over it. But if somebody quits, we're just not going to replace them because now we'll have AI that will take their job type of thing. Maybe that's what they mean. A little political language there from them. I don't know. But it'll be fine. You know, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about artificial intelligence, and they're like, it's going to take all of our jobs. It's going to take all of our jobs. And I'm like, okay, if it does, there will be, we will make adjustments. I mean, who knows what the future holds, but I mean, at one point society ran on the barter system. Right. And then we got away from the barter system and we moved to the monetary system that we have today. But who's to say we're not going to shift into some other kind of,
I mean,
like financial system?
I mean, I kind of think things will work out. Yeah. I mean, I kind of think that, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow and Josh Allen are AI quarterbacks. So, I mean, you know, it's already infiltrated the sports world.
That's right.
Three less quarterback jobs available.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They're just going to be doing that. You know, I mean, Hollywood right now is actually, let's get traffic on the Fuzzy Gracie Wolf. Then I got a thought about AI in Hollywood next.
We still have slow moving traffic on Pine Forest. This is going to be in both directions due to an accident just south of the interstate. Scene of the accidents kind of right near the Dollar General. So expect some slowdowns in both the north and southbound lanes. Other than that, we're just seeing typical afternoon traffic. If you do see something else on the roads, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So we're talking about artificial intelligence and it taking our jobs, right? And when it comes to Hollywood, Hollywood is already basically, they basically have their foot on the brake when it comes to artificial intelligence, because they've already been able to figure out how to, not just with the voice, but also with even graphics, recreate actors like James Dean. Like James Dean is about to appear in a movie pretty soon. And, you know, it's like, wait, James Dean? Val Kilmer in the biggest movie of last year, Top Gun Maverick. Remember, there's a moment there where he talks to Maverick. Just a very small moment at the end. A lot of people thought, man, good for him for doing that. Guess what?
Nah,
it was not him.
Wasn't.
It was artificial intelligence that recreated his voice using past movies and stuff. And then they said, okay, now make him sound like he's sick. and like he's weak. It wasn't Val Kilmer's real voice. He was just lip syncing or, you know, moving his lips. Hollywood's already got their foot on the brake for artificial intelligence because they realized that it's already at the point now where they would never have to hire another actor again. They could just go, well, we're just going to – James Dean was great.
That's right.
Just keep using him.
That's right. I mean, you know? Think of the collaborations between genres and decades that we could have.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They're like, hey, let's it'd be great to have John Wayne back. He'd be great in this film. Hey, you know what? Let's just make John Wayne in this film. You know, no more hiring anybody, right? We look at it and we go, man, nobody can be Iron Man like Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Robert Downey Jr. signs over his rights for them to use him in AI. Boom, that's it. There is no other Iron Man. It's always going to be him. You know, nobody's better than Batman than Christian Bale. All right, from now on, Christian Bale will always be Batman, even when he's 90 years old, because they're just going to have AI do it. Hollywood's already got their foot on the brake on that because there's so much pushback from the unions. But like they could, if they wanted to, just go, we're just going to let our foot off this gas and let our foot off the brake. And you'll get residuals if we use you and whatever, but we're not going to hire new actors anymore. So it's crazy, like the potential that's out there. But at the same time, I'm not one of those that's like, world's going to end. I'm actually excited about a lot of the changes. I'm like, bring it on. I think this will be an interesting new chapter. All right, coming up here next. Oh, I'm running out of time, actually. So let me just go ahead and hit this real quick. Charter School USA. Actually, Joe, you still there?
Yeah.
Let's bring it, Joe. Joe, give me the update. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so Charter Schools USA has essentially rejected what the Escambia School Board voted to approve last week. They sent some counteroffers there. So the Escambia School Board has a meeting tomorrow where they will discuss it even more, whether to go to a Plan B, whether to approve the changes. The state Board of Education has an emergency conference call for Tuesday over this because they failed to meet the deadline.
There you go. Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Clinic is Saturday, May 13th at Maritime Park. Free registration for the kids ages 5 to 15 begins at 8:30. For the first 350 participants, and participants are going to get a free fishing combo while supplies last. So that comes up this Saturday, 8:30 over at Maritime Park. So if you would like to win a pair of tickets to go see Showtime, we've got the pair of tickets here for you. So Showtime is the new show from Pensacola Children's Chorus. It's an annual show. It's a Broadway-style extravaganza featuring music from nearly every genre, ranging from classical to contemporary, pop to musical theater, and so much more. You don't want to miss it. Coming up May 12th through the 14th at the Pensacola Singer Theater. And if you'd like those tickets, text right now the word SHOWTIME to 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So text that in. You'll be able to, you might have a chance to win a pair of tickets. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. George Santos, the New York Republican, has pled not guilty to a 13-count indictment with charges including fraud, money laundering, and theft of public funds. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the border will be closed after Title 42 ends tomorrow, but he didn't elaborate on what that means. And a surge of migrants are expected to enter the U.S. starting on Friday. I'll explain how exactly those migrants will be coming in after our sports hit. And according to the House Oversight Committee run by Republicans, the Bidens received millions of dollars from foreign nationals and tried to cover it up. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, we've got some games underway already. Miami Marlins are tied with the Arizona Diamondbacks at 4 apiece in the bottom of the 7th inning. And then also, the Rangers are beating the Mariners 4-2. Washington Nationals are beating the Giants 10-2. The Blue Jays are beating the Phillies 1-0. Houston Astros over the Angels 5-2. The Yankees beat the Oakland A's earlier today. The Rockies beat the Pirates. Tigers over the Guardians, Dodgers over the Brewers. And coming up later, the Tampa Bay Rays are going to be playing Baltimore. The Atlanta Braves are going to be playing the Boston Red Sox. And then NHL hockey playoffs will be on ESPN at 6 o'clock. The Florida Panthers looking to sweep the Toronto Maple Leafs if they win tonight. And that'll be at 6 o'clock. Then it'll be Las Vegas against Edmonton at 9 o'clock. Vegas leads that series 2-1. Then the NBA will be on TNT at 6:30. The Miami Heat are playing the Knicks. The Heat lead that series 3-1. And the Lakers are going to be playing the Golden State Warriors after that on TNT. Lakers lead that series 3-1. Then a lot of things going on in the sports world. I'll give you that sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by ECUA. I-10, I-110 looking good. We just have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest as well as 98. See someone else, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. Again, traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. All you got to do is go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle Coach app today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so in sports news, the Henry Ruggs has pled guilty. He's the former wide receiver for the Raiders. He went ahead and pled guilty to the fatal cause crash that he caused in 2021. He'll be sentenced on August 9th to 3 to 10 years in state prison. The NFL says the New York Jets will host the Dolphins on their very first ever Black Friday game, and the Patriots and the Colts will play their Week 10 game in Frankfurt, Germany. And then in other news, Bo Jackson. Bo knows hiccups. Bo says that he's had a case of the hiccups for over a year and is set to have a procedure done this week. He's tried many conventional and even unconventional remedies to get rid of the hiccups, including sniffing the rear end of a porcupine. No, thank you, Bo. The LA Dodgers are in Milwaukee this week. Star outfielder Mookie Betts is refusing to stay at the same hotel as his teammates. The 130-year-old Pfister Hotel is supposedly haunted and has been the subject of many creepy situations, so he's opting for an Airbnb instead. And then Georgia Bulldogs are declining an invitation to the White House for the second straight year. University says the June 12th date is not feasible given the student-athlete calendar and time of the year. The team didn't want to go to the White House last year due to COVID restrictions. And final sports news here, one a little bit closer to home. Artist renderings of a new $1.7 billion stadium have been released for Orlando, for a Major League Baseball team. A group led by the co-founder of the Orlando Magic proposed this new stadium as a way to get a Major League Baseball team to expand to Orlando or to try to woo the Rays to leave Tampa and come on over there. So that's your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Title 42 ends tomorrow. And you're hearing all this buzz that there's going to be a flood of migrants into the country. And yet the Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, says, no, the border's going to be closed. Okay, the border being closed may or may not have very much to do with it. Here's the situation. The Border Patrol already has thousands of people that they've detained and that they are holding. And as of tomorrow, the reason for holding them, Title 42, will be gone. So thousands of people that they've already have been holding and detaining that they can't deport will just be released. In fact, according to Border Patrol agents, they will be released en masse into local border communities. Okay. That has nothing to do, like, even if the border stays closed, okay? Even if the border stays closed, we're going to have massive amounts, a massive number of migrants who are going to be released en masse on Friday. But then you have this. A lot of the people are flocking to the border right now. Thousands and thousands of people, because they're going to claim the different things to come into the country that Title 42 no longer holds them back on. So they're hoping that once again, they will, yeah, you might detain me for a minute, but then you're going to release me, quote, en masse. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, she's the one that uncovered the plan as part of the lawsuit, a discovery of a lawsuit pertaining to the administration's catch and release policy. And this getting rid of Title 42 is just going to be just that. So you might say the border's closed, meaning we're going to catch you. Problem is, you're just going to release them. That's what Ashley Moody has discovered, our attorney general here in the state of Florida. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And we're going to talk about Mother's Day just a little bit. That's all coming up next. Radio 92.3. Coming up here at the beginning of next hour, we got the news hour of Pensacola right now. I'll get you a plethora of news, information from local, state, national, sports, pop culture, and more. So you'll be able to get that. Plus, traffic and weather together on the five. So that begins here in about 6 minutes, right after our WEAR news update. So let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom for a quick news update right now. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, well, House Republicans are efforting to secure the border as Title 42 is set to end. The House is set to vote on the Secure the Border Act tomorrow. The White House, however, saying that they will veto the bill, saying it would make elements of the immigration system worse. If Congress fails to pass a debt ceiling hike, the U.S. defaults on its debt. Simple as that, according to President Biden, who today said a default would result in the loss of 8 million jobs and the economy would fall into recession. Congressman George Santos remaining defiant today after his federal charges were announced. He was taken into custody on 13 federal charges, including wire fraud and money laundering. He says that he's innocent and he has no plans to resign from Congress. And we talked about this yesterday. It turns out it was pretty prophetic, Bobby. Elon Musk inviting Don Lemon to launch a new show on Twitter. The former CNN anchor was fired from the network last month, same day as Tucker Carlson, matter of fact. Carlson announced yesterday he's planning to launch a new version of a show on Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely. So I saw that as well. We'll have to see what's going on. I did see that, you know, Elon Musk said that he hasn't signed an agreement with Tucker or anything like that. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be, I don't know, it looks like things are not quite wrapped up just yet. But I guess the reality of it is if Tucker just wants to do his own thing, post a video on Twitter, there's nothing that Twitter can do to stop it, right? So he doesn't need a contract with Twitter to do that unless he's, like, hired by Twitter and getting paid by Twitter. So be interesting to see how that all plays out. And I think they're still waiting to figure out what's going on with his contract, you know, his contract with Fox, since technically he's still under contract. So I think that's one of the things that has come out since last week, which is last week was all like, oh, Tucker Carlson was fired, you know, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Tucker Carlson was fired. Well, actually, he was just taken off the air. He still has his job. He's still getting paid. Mm-hmm. He's still under contract. They just aren't using him is the way they're looking at it. So kind of an interesting one right there. Okay, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. We have typical afternoon traffic on 98. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Mother's Day is coming up, of course, this weekend. 73% of moms think they're the best mom in the world. That's right, 73% have a pretty positive thought about it. I think that's actually good because I know there's a lot of moms who might not think that they are the best mom in the world, but they're probably doing a pretty good job and they don't give themselves benefit of the doubt there. So 80% of moms say that their family would be lost without them. That's probably true, yes. Yeah, that's definitely a true one right there. The top five skills moms are confident that they have are problem solving, nurturing, multitasking, organization and time management, and communication skills. The top five challenges moms face on a regular basis are school stuff, not enough me time, financial struggles, dealing with kids' medical needs and their health, and kids misbehaving just in general. And when moms aren't sure how to handle a situation, the top person they turn to is other moms. That's right. When they have a situation they can't handle, they don't turn to their husband or anybody. They go to their mom. Usually 83% lean on other moms for support and advice on how to handle situations. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one right there. Some misconceptions people are starting to get a little tired of. Introverted doesn't always mean you're shy. A better definition of introverts is if you feel drained if you socialize too much. Because extroverts are the opposite. The more they socialize, the more energized they get. So somebody might be a very outgoing person. In fact, I'll be honest, I know a lot of people on radio, a lot of talk show hosts, you're thinking, man, they got to be outgoing people. They got to be extroverts. They're totally introverts. They don't like to be in public and they don't like to socialize or anything like that. Here's another thing. Brown eggs aren't healthier than white eggs. It's just a different type of chicken. And then ChatGPT isn't conscious. It doesn't think or feel or understand anything, at least not yet. But some people act like ChatGPT is an AI, is like some sort of living, breathing thing. So, yeah. And there's one you may not like so much. The red juice seeping out of your steak is probably not blood. It's water plus a protein called myoglobin. Even rare steak is bloodless. So it's not bloody. You know, people are like, I don't like rare steaks or medium rare because I don't like a bloody steak. It's actually not bloody. It's water with a protein called myoglobin. So there you go. Eat it all you want because medium rare is the best way to go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Okay, now this is hilarious, kind of. Remember all through the pandemic, there was all this argument of follow the science, follow the science. And I used to say, which science? Because some of the stuff you're showing is science, there's opposite science that shows the opposite. Well, check this out. A new scientific study has found that about 30% of all, actually a third of all scientific papers are made up. They're plagiarized or just completely fake altogether just so they can meet publishing standards. So a third of the science that you're following is fake.
You're listening to